And this is, he's going to speak about Shavuidah. Last time we spoke about Bakasha, and Dinyan how Bakasha serves as a Chibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just a way to let him know. In Gimel, he's going to speak about Shavuidah. Now, let's preface it with a question so that we have a better sense of what we're looking for. To us, if I need to go and ask a favor from somebody, I need to approach a gvir and ask him for a donation for the yeshiva. So the shevach is a necessary evil. You know, it's kind of, listen, this guy is a boss of a dumb, and you need to butter him up. And I don't know if there's any problem with boss of a hollow with that, but you need to sort of get him on a good mood. And you tell him nice, wonderful things, and it's very nice. And the thank you is also, thank you is very shtickle, more understandable. But the musig of Shevach Vaidah as Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is that about? Well, what is the Shevach that we start? The Hoidah is more understandable because it's sort of our acknowledgement, Mitzideinu. What is the Shevach? So he's going to give us another tam in Shevach, another understanding. And really, a lot of what we say in Davening is Shevach. The Pesuk Rezimra is all Shevach. That's from beginning till the end. Yetzer is pretty much Shevach. And the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei Shevach and Piyutim HaShevachim. Shevachim is a big chelik of it. What is it about? Shevach v'del Hashem erkei yisoid heim. They're very fundamental values. Mi yisoid ha'odah, mi yisoid ha'briya. They are fundamentals that are the very foundation of the person, the briya. Nidle mi be'er neshama, they come from neshama, v'nitle mi gifshav shleish. And they are shayach to the very heart of what a likus is. Now he brings a chazal. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eftach loshon shel kol bnei basar v'dam. I gave the power of speech, kidei shu mekalsin lefanei b'chol yoyim, in order that they should praise. Umamlicha oisi be'ar baruchos ha'olam. They will be mamlich me on all four corners of the world. She'il mole shira v'zimra she'im oimer lefanei b'chol yoyim v'yoyim librasa salami. If not for the Shir and Zimra, I wouldn't have created the world. So this Lashon only sharpens the sense of, I guess, the question. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu says the other way around, what all I want from people is say Shir and Shprachos. Malachim say Shir every day. That's what some Malachim wake up, they say Shir and it's the end of it. So what's the... he starts with the Pasuk. Kol HaNeshama Talka. The final Pasuk in Tehillim is Kol HaNeshama Talka. Hashira Shira is Sfas HaNeshama, the language of the Neshama. Nishmas Kol Chayit V'Hashem HaShem HaKeinu, V'Ruach Kol Bosa Tfar HaSoyim Zichom HaKeinu, Tamit. U'Kamoy B'Sheva Kach Boido, Kol Zman Shaneshama B'Kirbi Moirin Fanecha. So, Shira is a language of the Neshama, and it's Shayach, Shevach Noido HaShayach HaShama. Let's understand, I'm going to first explain a little bit his point, what he's going to be saying, and then we'll see it in his words, because his words are very, very poetic, actually. When I see somebody who runs very quickly, he's a great athlete, he runs, I can comment this person did a mile in 2 minutes, he broke all records, and everything the doctors and what doctors have predicted is human limits. I hear somebody is he's somebody walks into a room and someone just listening to him, he's the greatest living mathematician. He's chairs this department at this university and published this and that and so on and so forth. Yes, it's information, and I acknowledge information. That's fine. If I don't have within myself any feel for it, there is no hispalos coming from it. There's nothing but the dry description of the event as it is. In other words, when I describe something in dry words, basically just, you know, these are the facts, this is the metzias, then that belongs in a tchum of a amira, in a tchum that we will call, it belongs to speech. It doesn't belong to Shira. It belongs to the Koyches HaNefesh of a Seichel, not Koyches HaNefesh HaShama. But let's say I have in me an affinity for mathematics. And someone just solved a great problem that's been for centuries. And I look at it, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed, let's call it some sort of emotion, some sort of hispalus. I think that would be the best word to give hispalus. So that hispalus is a product of of me having it in myself, having an akuda like that within myself, and the other person's bringing it out. And the shevach now becomes a kli for that type of, for that expression. A lot of times, it'll awaken in me something I didn't realize I had. For instance, somebody learned, they found learning to be a drag, not particularly interesting, this and that. And one day he hears a shiur that, wow, just sort of dazzles him. So for the first time, he says, wow, it's overwhelming, it's enlightening, it's amazing, and so on. So that act brought out in him the chelek that was neshama, and it sometimes comes as a relation to the person himself. What does he have in him? From the fact that he was nispoiled from it. Nispoiled means I was moved by it. Let's give a physical example so that we have a very physical muscle that we can relate to, a graphic muscle. Anything that's shaken, moved, emits some sort of sound. And most things are kind of a thud-thud type of sound, and bam-bam, thud-thud, that's, bang it, you hit it, you roll it. Somebody has an old box of stuff, and he bangs it drops it on the floor. So the normal sounds like a thud-thud crash, maybe, and so on. Let's say inside it, there's a guitar or violin. If he drops it, all of a sudden there's a strand that emits music. It emits a certain sound that is defined. And there, that because the vibration was at the same pitch as the as that strand, it caused it to vibrate, and now I realize there's a strand there. A person's neshama is a chelek l'kayim mimal. It is of the substance, it is of divine substance. L'mayin afkimina. The mushel is impossible to think about. You can't cut a Kaddish Baruch Hu into pieces. You can't take an eighth of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The chelek l'kayim mimal, in imagining it in terms of fractions, doesn't cut, doesn't mean anything. What it means is much of me is not really a chelek l'kayim mimal. It's very physical and has a lot more in common with a Baal Chaim. A Baal Chai likes food, I like food. A Baal Chai likes the sun itself, I like the sun myself. That those are inyanim that I have in common. But every so often, something ruchni hits the person, and the person is excited by it. Something moves inside, and that movement inside is an indication to him that in the box of stuff that he has that usually goes thud thud, there's also something that has a C, it's a pitch to it, and that's inside the box. So when a person is spoiled from something ruchni, then the person himself is megala within himself, a ruchnistic dimension. And he has in himself the chelek al kai mimal that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally, there is a strand in him that's of the same nature. That's the best way we can start chelek al kai mimal. And it's the only useful description of it that we have. We have in us a part of ourselves vibrates to the same frequency that Alekus, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megalit, where a part of us likes having things, and that's us like Baal Chaim. A part of us likes when we can give and not live for ourselves, and that's a very strange strand in ourselves, and that's Chelek HaKayim Mimal. Okay. Now let's see the way he describes it. Bashar Shira Mitis, Shira Shevach Voidor, real Shira, which is Shira of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikoyer B'mamakim. It comes from a very deep place in a person. Mishomi Novas Ubakas, it breaks out and flows from that depth. Mefach HaVoyla, Umehem Hi Memalas Aleva Kol Storov, Hamoya Kedusha, Shobnes Kol of Nehedim. And it fills the heart with all sorts of sounds and cravings for more of it. Teda, he says, Shari kol shira mitis, every real shira, toicha rotzov la'at roitet. It has in itself a tremendous energy. Umau latze, what is that energy? Im loy habitui ha'az ha'moik shal neshama, that tremendous expression in rotzom neshama, ha'chayas chaya atzmin be'chol ha'tom v'nalu, which is living very hidden inside, meseis ha'chevim ul of soid, So the real picture of a person's personality is, I have a regular personality, it's kind of very, very physical, normal personality, and deep inside there's a part of me that wants something different than this, that wants something better than this. And it's like Moshe Ma'adavadayim, somebody is in prison someplace, he's trapped someplace, and he's given up getting out, and then he hears next door, a friend of his wife, his children. So the person will start desperately trying to push out. So normally we've gotten used to living our lives, very normal lives and with normal stimuli and normal satisfactions. And once in a while, something stirs up the neshama because it sounds very familiar and it sounds extremely extreme. It relates to the part that's really sort of trapped in us, the part that's backed into us. Haneshama is a chelik alakai mimau. The neshama is a chelik alakai mimau. Vachelik nichsef alakol. And the chelik always wants to be reunited with the kol. The Zohar Kaddish says, the Loshni says, is about fire. How come fire is always jumping up? So the Tanya says that the Zohar Kaddish says that the shirish of fire is by the Levana. And the fire is killer trying to jump there. That's what the picture of it is. And we all know a person wants to go home. A person wants to go see his house. Akash Baruch Hu gave in the Bria, he gave that teva so we can learn from it. You have fish like the salmon that will travel thousands of miles literally just to go back home to the spawning grounds. It's something which is an incredible tchuna that everything wants to go back to its shoresh. My son said actually, so we had a Sheva Brochus, Nachum, sort of really, I think it's an emissary. He was Medayik, the Psukim, about Yaakov that he says, when Ovi B'Sholom, base Ovi. So yes, it didn't happen. He wasn't going back to Yitzchak, he was going to so on. And the point he said was that every person has a mental image of a base Av. And that provides his she'ifa, where he's going to. He's not looking to go back home. He's looking to construct the home that he's come from. He's looking to be mevater the shoresh. That's why being Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is. It's that we want to be mamshich and make that bias again. Bubay gishas meloy atzma tochne v'tavnisa. When the nefesh begins to feel that tisbate b'shira diru tzumatzavza, that's when it breaks out in shira, lemekora viha. Loimin achutz b'shirasa. The shira is not. So if I'm an observer, and we'll go back to the first case. Somebody shows me this fantastic, basketball player that jumps and dribbles and gets baskets. I can describe what he's doing, but that's a description. It's a reflection of what's going on outside of me. It's zero to me, but if I'm spoiled, if I break out in shira, that means something in me was opened and something in me was touched. The thing that I sensed was a catalyst for something inside me. Shira atzmi, shira mahusa. So the shira becomes its own shira, and it brings a chazal that Luchurat Mamish expresses it. Dorsha chachamim. It says Baruchi nafshi es Hashem. David HaMelech said, my nefesh should be Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loma mekalas Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nefesh. Why is my nefesh? Ela. Ma nefesh mimala zaguf kashbor mal se lomoy. Ma nefesh yichida kashbor yochre lomoy. Ma nefesh roev venir kashbor roev venira. Seen this gemara already in brachas. Amar David tovay nefesh esh pokamid salolo tal kashbor shor kamid salolo. So the gemara, there are two ways to understand. L'chur, the pashut pshat in the gemara is a little hard to understand. What difference does it make? Why does the nefesh have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why doesn't the nefesh have to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If I see a great mathematician and he does things I can't do, I'm very nispoil. If I'd be a mathematician like him, maybe I wouldn't be so nispoil. So what's the hispilus over here? Why does it have to be ma nefesh av HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu av nefesh? The answer is you can recite truths about something that you're not part of, but you can't be really mekales. To be mekales something, so that I can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu be hispilus, his greatness, that's only if I'm of the same type. If I'm a musician and I enjoy music and I have deep time in music, then when I'm a shaber, somebody's music, I'm being mashabeach with my neshama, not just with a dry description. Ha neshama yadas es atzma. The neshama understands itself, and it's self-aware. Umitoich yadias atzma yadas alikar. And from its understanding of itself, it has a feel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hishur es atzma, it's really giving out itself. Umitoich shiros es atzma, and by being myself, this is Ibn Gabirol's, one of his piyutim, very famous piyut Kesem Malchus. You're a neshama to my neshama. And when that shira goes up, it changes the person completely. Let's talk a second about this and understand something. Let's take the following picture. Somebody was very close with somebody. Parents, spouse, children. And then they had some sort of issue, a lot of bitterness and hatred and so on. And right now the situation is there's a lot of enmity. And then something awakens the old Ahava. So when that touches on the strand and the person finds himself, but you know, I still miss him, her, them, then it shakes everything up. And it gives the person the sense of, this is just, there was a lot of dust covering it, but inside, there's still a chibur. When a person evokes neshama, in the tzurah shavta, it also says to himself, you know, that's me. The hardest piece in the puzzle of ruchnius is that a person knows it's right, and he believes that Hashem said so, and it's the right thing to do, but it's not me. I'm being asked to act like a Purim Rav. I'm not a Rav, I'm not a tzaddik, and they want to dress me up. It's very hard. You can't do that. You don't want to do that. And you resent it. And it also doesn't work. You can't be what you're not. But when you can awaken in yourself a feeling of something that this is you, it's one of the things I always tell Bachum, you know, for the people who went through Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't terribly much there in America, and this and that, and then they go, and then they have like a day that they learned extremely well. The first time they learned very well, a fantastic Seder with talking, this, that. They turn around, they say to themselves, you know, that could be me. You know, I see that I could be a person who likes to learn, who enjoys learning, and so on. In the Kololius HaDvarim, this is what he's saying over here. The person, it shakes up the person because he sees a side of himself that he didn't see before. And he's profoundly impacted by it. Let's see the next paragraph. Let's skip the big paragraph here. Kach nirzan pi chachamim. There's a Yerushalmi here. Omaloi. They said about somebody. Adam gadlhu. Vu yodea lematik es yama gadl. He's a great person. And his greatness is the fact that he can sweeten the yama gadl. He can sweeten the Mediterranean. Omalis, they told him, Lav bini, It's not true. He doesn't know. He's not a real miracle worker. Cheshben mayim hu yodea. He knows the cheshben of the water. U'beshor shamayim mekalsim esboiran. When the waters are meshaber kadosh baruch hu, he mismatkin. That's when they become sweet. In other words, the shevach takadosh baruch hu changes the water for that time. Vim b'mayim b'doim ne'mekach boros ha'mekama. And finally, he brings the last point. Hakilus hu ha'koach ha'pnimish ha'kut tzur elamim. Shevach is the inner koyach of everyone. In other words, when a person meshaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means it's his sense of his spilus of elikus, and that is really what makes a bria exist. It's the nekuda of elikus in you that you find his spilus in things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who soit ki yuman v'yisoit yisirasa. This is what keeps them alive, and it's on this foundation that they were created. He brings a chazal. When Yeshua stood in Givon and wanted to stop the sun, he didn't say the sun should stand. Doim literally means to keep quiet. It means also to keep quiet on a physical level. But in other words, the meiser shevach of the meiser shevach of kilus is what caused it to go. It's very interesting. I saw a story, and it's interesting that either they didn't quote this Tanchum or not. Somebody once told Baron Kotler that it says that the planets say Shira and so on and so forth when they go. So he said they actually, scientists now found that you can calculate the planets, the ratio of the planets' orbits, and translate it into some sort of song. So you see that their rotation or their revolution creates a shira, like it says in Chazal. So Ryan Carter corrected him and said, no. He said, it's not because they're moving, they say shira, it's because they say shira, they're moving. But upon him, he says, "V'chol shoshu mekalish shemesh begiv." This is the Chazal over here. It's the kilos that gives it life, and who koyach haneshama ba'adam, koyach ha'adam b'shira, koyach liyupnimis. So the real expression of who the person is lies not in what he says, but in what he's mishayir, in where there's a kilos, where there's a shira. And when Chacham made this takana to start with Shevach, by saying the Shevach, that's when he actually places himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shira. He opens up his neshama to tefillah. And in hoidah, he takes from tefillah and saturates his own nefesh with it. It's only appropriate that comes before that. Because if in the relationship of tzrachim, we said before, a person is addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu like it would be a parent, the first thing is we need to get a sense of who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not, it could be he won't be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be just throwing out what he wants. Let's just sum up the point, because it's a very profound point. To relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one needs to find a certain common denominator. In the koichas ha-nefesh of a person, the common denominators of me and my personality are the things that awaken in me a hispilus, something other than an objective observation. It's when a person forms relationship, when a person is looking to form a lifetime relationship with someone, you want a certain nekuda of where you were turned on in a way that it's not descriptive, it's not words, yes, this person is X, Y, and Z, it's like a resume on a job kind of thing. You want to feel a certain kind of spylus. His spylus demonstrated to you that you and the other have a common strand. For me, to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, me as a Basar Adam, I don't stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the Basar Adam Shemi doesn't really stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I can't say that I can face him and who's the me and who's the you. I don't have that. But when I say Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it awakens in me a Hispilus, where I'm moved by it, where I'm overwhelmed by it, that's the me, that's the Chelak al Kaimimal. That's the me that's going to be standing in davening. So the Shevach and the Hidor afterwards, which is a reversal of the process, basically, it's the ability to absorb that experience back again into myself, is what it's about. The Shevach is the hachan of the person as a person to find the peace in himself that's royalist spalo, and the tefillah comes from that. It's an extraordinary. The gap between this Havana and the stupid, the Lord wants us to sit and say hymns all day for his great glory. It's a turnoff. It should be a turnoff. Because some people follow it with Falach de Bedrochov. But if you think about it, where's that come? But forget, so when a person is saying Psukh de Zimra, and the Shevach in Tefillah, the part, the pasuk, the capital, the nekuda that stirs him is bringing out that nekuda. That's the piece that's going to be Oymed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll hold it here.